So if you're ever lucky enough to go to Hawaii, make sure to take suntan lotion. Because I use cheap suntan lotion and saved about $4, and the dermatologist cost me $360. I know this is not part, but the meeting hasn't started yet. So I look like one of the Dalmatians. Okay, we good to go? Okay, good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2014. This is a regular meeting of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Good morning. Let the record reflect Commissioner Soboroff, Figueroa Villa, Kim, Madison, and Saltzman are present, and we have a quorum. Number one on the agenda is Commission comments.
Mr. Saltzman?
Thank you. I do have one comment this morning. I was had the opportunity to speak at the Academy graduation about 10 days ago. As always, it was a wonderful opportunity. I look forward to it and welcome it each time I have that opportunity. And thank the department for the tremendous work going into the training and the event itself. I did want to report back to my colleagues something which is probably not news, that the graduating class was relatively small. The number of African Americans was below target, and there was only one woman in the class going into the LAPD. And this is a continuing problem that I know Commissioner Madison and President Soboroff have been working on with the mayor's office, but I just wanted to provide that information as further impetus for us all, the commission and the department, to continue to work on what is clearly a significant problem and one that is getting worse as long as we don't turn it around. So thank you.
Good. Very good. Commissioner Madison.
Good morning, and having just returned from a 14-hour flight, and contracting whatever I contracted, I'm just going to say good morning. I'm happy to be back, and I'll try to conserve my voice.
Those Phoenix flights are really long, right? Okay. Commissioner Kim? Yesterday, sort of interesting. On Monday mornings, I go and tour different divisions and stations. So yesterday was number 20 of 21. Yesterday went to Northeast. And you think when you do the same thing over and over again, that it's sort of like repetitive and whatever. Every single time I've gone, I've learned not only a lot, but it's been refreshing and incredibly interesting. Yesterday, we toured Northeast. They're going to be having a new building built. Hopefully, the end of this year is going to start construction. Talked to Captain Jennifer Thomas, who on her wall she had a certificate from the mayor recognizing her as the first captain in 140 some year history of LAPD from the Korean American community.
Chinese
American. Sorry. Okay. And she showed me some of the things that I hadn't seen before, the GPS trackers that are ready to go in a lot of the divisions, but in this case activated, and in this case not working, but still in the test period. Afterwards, I went over and for the first time since being a police commissioner, I've been to Skid Row a lot because I'm involved with the Weingarten Foundation and providing services at Skid Row is a big deal to us. I've never been over as a police commissioner before and spent the morning on Skid Row seeing the what we're doing in relation to what the new laws are and talking to some service providers, etc. So Monday mornings continue. Every Monday is a new one, and this one was really wonderful. Next.
Okay, we are now on item number 2, report of the Chief of Police, Chief Beck.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning, Chief.
Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of the murder of Monica Kwan and Keith Lawrence by Christopher Dorner. This week will mark the one-year anniversary of the murder of Michael Crane and Jeremiah McKay by the same individual. We also must remember that three other law enforcement officers were severely wounded during that 9 days of conflict with Dorner. I just wanted to put out my condolences and my thoughts and my heartfelt feelings to the families of those that passed and those that survived, and say that their heroism stands in stark contrast to the evil that took their lives. The city's crime picture continues to show a decline for the first month of 2014. Total Part 1 crime is down 12.5% from last year's first month. Of particular note, homicides are almost half what they were the first month of last year, a 43% reduction. For the first time in this commission's history, I'm going to report that one of the Part 1 crime categories is up as compared to last year, and that is the category of rape. We've had two more rapes in the city of Los Angeles than we did at this time in 2013. I will put that in some perspective and say that as compared to 2012, the year prior, we've had 30 fewer, or a 38.5% reduction. So all these things have to be held into context and also have to be recognized as what they are. Very, very preliminary snapshots of numbers that are very volatile at this point in the year. So I'll continue to report on them, and I'll try to put some perspective on them also. Gang crime continues to be down, particularly gang homicides. Total gang crime down about 18% as compared to the start of last year. Personnel statistics, we have 9,874 sworn personnel on payroll. 38 recruits in the academy who are not on payroll. That gives us a total of 99.12 in aggregate. Reserve officers, 267 level 1s, 21 level 2s, 189 level 3s, 371 specialist volunteers, 38 chaplains. We have 540 civilian vacancies and 2,807 personnel on payroll, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. We do have one public comment card. We have Jabra Mohammed.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chief. The information reached my desk in regards to the victims of the Dorner case scenario. There was an officer-involved shooting where two civilian people were wounded. I think they were women delivering papers in a van. And it was reported to me that these officers are still on duty. And Bismillah, the Justice Movement, which I represent, we want, as members of the people, members of the public, to blatantly object to the fact that these officers are still on salary after having committed such a crime against the people. Misidentification in regards to public safety is something that should be given a total look-see, a total investigation. It's evident that these ladies were not shooting. 100 rounds was discharged in their vehicle. Yet, the people who perpetrated such a violent crime on the public are being salaried by the public. So we object to that, and we're asking that these officers be fired. Where does that policy begin when the conduct is such that they're fired, the firing policies? I mean, conduct can be such where you can go to prison. Where does conduct, you know, where do we fire? Thank you.
Thank you. Item number three, report of the Executive Director, Mr. T. Fink.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the Commission. Again, it's my weekly public service announcement related to valets. We have begun the enforcement of the valet ordinance throughout the city of Los Angeles this past weekend. There were several media reports about that. We will continue that very aggressively in the field, issuing citations or taking the appropriate action to valet operators that are not permitted, as well as valet attendants. And if the public does see any valet operation which they have concerns about, they can go to our website, lapdonline.org, check for the police commission. There's a valet icon they can click on, and they can report that information to us, and we'll follow up with it. It is an important public safety issue that the city council and the mayor's office has taken a great interest in, and we will be the enforcement entity along with our partners at the various 21 LAPD divisions. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Item number four on the agenda is the report of the Inspector General, Mr. Bustamante.
Thank you, Mr. President and Commissioners. I have nothing to report today.
Thank you. Item number five consists of information items and filed items relative to noise variances and special event permits submitted for the period ending January 31st, 2014. Item number six, presentations. Do we have any presentations?
None today.
Thank you. Item number seven is consent agenda items. These items are considered to be routine and non-controversial, upon which the board is provided with adequate information for inquiry or discussion. Would a commissioner wish to pull any item as special for discussion, 7A through 7D?
No, we'll move approval of all the items on the consent agenda with thanks to the donors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Now we are on item number eight, regular agenda items. Would a commissioner wish to pull any item from 8A through 8D as special for discussion?
I think it's important that we have a report on item 8A. I would move approval of items 8B, 8C, and 8D.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 8A.
8A, Inspector General's report dated January 29th, 2014, relative to the Anti-Terrorism Intelligence Audit, fiscal year 2012-2013.
Thank you, Commissioners. Generally, I would have Assistant Inspector General Kevin Rogan at the table in front of you. He's unfortunately out sick today. The IG's office conducted the mandated annual anti-terrorism intelligence section audit for compliance, to test for compliance with intelligence guidelines. These guidelines govern the collection, maintenance, storage, and dissemination of intelligence information. And the IG, as well as the Commission, has recognized the delicate balance between preventing terrorism and protecting constitutional rights of citizens. So in our audit, we looked at a sample size from October 1, 2011 through September 30, 2012 to test the department's adherence to the requirements for the intelligence gathering. The audit examined a sample of the initial lead investigations, which are limited scope investigations by the department, opened up during that period, as well as a full examination of all the full terrorism intelligence investigations opened or closed during that period. The audit was to determine if the department had appropriately articulated a basis, a reasonable suspicion of terrorist-related activity existing for each full-scope investigation. And our audit found that 100% of these that were audited did, in fact, satisfy this test. There was one recommendation that we made, and that was with the retention and destruction of working folders for the full-scope investigations, which are the full and terrorism intelligence investigations. And the department is working on protocols for that as we speak. And subject to any questions you may have, I submit.
Thank you. I don't have any questions other than pleased to hear the 100% result and commend the Inspector General for the report and particularly commend the department for the excellent effort. I know this is a complicated set of activities, and to get a report like this is really, really great. Thank you.
Well, approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. We do have one comment card. We have Hamid Khan.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Hamid Khan with the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. Want to draw attention and want to separate the policy from the audit that is being presented. The current intelligence gathering guidelines allow police to use surveillance or informants to investigate a suspect during an initial lead investigation based merely on information such as a tip. These guidelines permit the use of informants or surveillance for up to 180 days without any reasonable suspicion. Clearly, the use of such invasive methods without any constitutional standards of suspicion threaten privacy and civil liberties. Number two, the current intelligence gathering guidelines give LAPD officers broad powers to use fake identities for online investigations of non-public information. Officers are able to use fictitious profiles to join groups and websites online to gain access to non-public information, to join a person's social networks so as to view pictures, status updates, or other postings. They do need the Commission's approval for online undercover activity, but they don't require such approval for online investigative activity. So clearly, you know, when we separate the policy from the audit, there's two things. One, that the audit is cast into this cloud of secrecy. So this is a public thing that we have, and then you're going to go into some private meeting, which we will never know. And given where the revelations about NSA and FISA courts and everything is coming out, it's highly questionable. The fundamental issue still remains infiltrating organizations, planting informants. We've seen several cases with the FBI and their mosque informants, which are nothing more than entrapments. And then, you know, we're looking at the audit itself, that this is a procedural audit checking for compliance under guidelines rather than an audit designed to examine and critique the scope of the activities invited by the guidelines themselves. So we've seen previous audits from April 9, 2009, January 19, 2012, and while they did go into this stuff, but what we are seeing right now is completely taking out this whole issue of surveillance. Surveillance is only mentioned once in this audit, which is really at the heart of this thing. Planting informants, surveillance, and invading our privacy and promoting racial profiling like we have seen as a result of the SAR policy. So we really ask you as custodians of public trust to take a very serious note to this thing, and we would like to come back and have further discussions on this thing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
I think that your comment was in relation to item 8A, and we voted before your comment. So what I'd like to do is reopen it and then take a revote, just to be careful. Any other comments by commissioners before we vote on 8A? We have a motion for approval of
item 8A.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. We are now at the point of public comment. We have one public comment card. Jabril Mohammed.
In regards to terrorism, it's such a targeted language because Jabril Mohammed, as a Muslim, that strikes home, given the Islamophobia of it all. But the point here is that we need to get a definition as to who is subject to such such scrutiny. What brings you into the eye of suspicion? There's such a blanket attitude towards militancy that if you raise question as to what's going on, you could very well be labeled an insurgent. However, the First Amendment supports the freedoms, so I'm speaking out in terms of the language and how it's twisted and how it's used and how it's often targeted to suspect those who administration or society chooses to prejudice. So I would like to get a demographic, as always, as to that are being subject to informants and spies. Because I'm in a domestic scenario here in America, and just driving poor and whatnot, we're making effort to build and not be about terror. So we need a better definition, because it's just a blanketed word, and it's being used in a way that it's a harm. It's a harm to our morale as a people, as a public, as a citizen.
We do have an additional comment card. We have Hamid Khan.
Hello again, Hamid Khan with the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. I mean, it's really disappointing that without really looking at all the details and without looking at the intent and scope that this item was just passed. I think what makes it even more worse than what's going on with the NSA is that it actually entraps people by taking on fictitious personas for online surveillance. We know about the NSA that they are monitoring our emails, they're monitoring our phone calls, they're collecting data on tweets or everything else, but this is actually taking it a step further, where you're taking on a fake identity and engaging people or doing whatever this surveillance that is going on. I think we also need to look at that we saw a similar thing happen last year when the audit on suspicious activity reporting came out, which was really nothing more than a memo. And this is, again, what we are seeing is that there's no critical evaluation. At least for the last couple times, what we did was that, for example, that what we saw in 2009, that the 2009 audit mentioned problems with informants. It mentioned that in about half the files reviewed, officers weren't checking in with the informants every 90 days to make sure that they provided sufficient information. So there was something more, much more detailed. I mean, in this audit, when you look at it, that surveillance doesn't even get mentioned very much. And then when you're looking at the monitoring, that the type of surveillance used in initial lead investigations under the new guidelines are called monitoring, I mean, it's more of a terminological, just word judo going on with all the verbiage. So, you are here, and we know that, you're a new commission, but, you're also custodians of the public trust. You've been appointed as representatives of us, the people. We, the people, come here and ask you for the oversight. We, the people, are bringing these details. We, the people, are bringing everything, the factual data, the research that is going on from the National Academy of Sciences, from the Senate audit about the nature of surveillance and how pervasive it is. And while there's a lot of focus on NSA, this is every day, all the time going on. So, it's based on a culture of fear and suspicion. So we hope that you take a note of all this. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no other comment cards. We will now move to item 10. Closed session items. The Board of Police Commissioners will now recess into closed session to discuss item numbers 10A, 1, 2, and 10B in accordance with various government codes.
I was horribly sick for a couple of weeks.
I remember.
Yeah. But,
I don't.